We've talked a lot about biologics, specifically the IMiDs and bortezomib. What about liposomal doxorubicin? Where do you see it fitting in management of myeloma right now?
Well, I think that this is a drug that has shown significant activity when combined with bortezomib and sometimes with dexamethasone. It was first piloted in the relapsed refractory setting, and this is based on some very interesting in vitro data conducted by Bob Orlowski. That initial laboratory data was then taken into the clinic, and he was able to show that this combination was highly effective in relapse patients. That was translated into a large randomized trial, and that showed that the combination of bortezomib and Doxil was superior to single-agent bortezomib. More recently, these combinations are being studied up front. So we have data with bortezomib Doxil or bortezomib Doxil and dexamethasone as initial induction therapy. And again, we're seeing reasonably high response and complete response rates. The complete response rates are in the 30% range with these trials. And so clearly this is an active doublet or triplet. But again, it's all early phase two type data. And we're just beginning to learn where these drugs come into play for initial therapy.
So right now in your own practice, where do you tend to utilize it and how?
For my own practice, again, for patients who do not go on clinical trials, I will generally reserve Doxil for second-line therapy. So if patients fail their initial induction therapy and either fail to respond at all or maybe respond and recur early on before I can get them, say, to a transplant, I will utilize a Doxil-based combination for salvage therapy.
And what do you see in terms of side effects and toxicity?
Generally, it's pretty well tolerated. I think cytopenias and neuropathy are some of the issues. Occasionally, you'll get patients who get this what's called hand-foot syndrome with pain and discoloration and actually almost peeling of their hands and feet. It's only a small percentage of patients, but if it occurs, you really need to interrupt their therapy.